Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, what's the best way to hit on someone? Daisha.
What up?
You wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
In particular.
I did. So we are talking about what is the best way to hit on someone, because I just think it's funny how dudes be like trying to hit on me in ways that I'm just like, you cannot think that this is going to get me to want to go out with you. And I'm just very perplexed.
What do you mean? Like, what ways have you been hollered at?
So last week or a couple weeks ago, I was at the gym on the treadmill, headphones in, focused, and this guy comes up to me, and I'm thinking that he wants to talk to me about the treadmill, like, when am I going to get off of it, blah, blah, blah. And so I, like, pop out an earbud, and I hear him saying, like, yo, you know, you look kind of cute, like, kind of that underrated but, like, real cute kind of thing. And, you know, like, I just wanted to know, like, if I could, like, get your number or something like that. I'm like, first of all, you just insulted me.
Is it underrated?
Yes, he was like, you look like that underrated kind of cute. Like, oh, you know, people don't really, like, see you the way that you should be seen kind of cute. I'm like, okay. And, like, at the time, I was dating someone, so I was like, hey, sorry, I have a boyfriend. And then he does the thing that I hate, and I really don't understand why people do this. But he was like, oh, well, you know, can we be friends?
What the fuck?
And I was like, no. What? And he just walked away. And
yeah. It's like, yeah, you're like a la, what is that Freddie Prinze Jr. movie with the chick that, like, is ugly, or kind of, or, like, the nerd in school? And then,
are you trying to call me ugly?
No, no, I'm not calling you ugly. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to use an example for, what's the movie called? It's the nerdy art girl, and then the two bros make a bet, like, you have to make her hot by prom. And she turns hot, and it's Freddie Prinze Jr.
I think I vaguely remember. I don't remember. That's the one where she walks down the stairs.
Yeah,
in the red dress.
She walks down the stairs in the red dress. He's essentially saying you're just like one lipstick, you know, get your shit together way of being hot, which is like, I don't know. It's a couple degrees off from a compliment, but
I don't know. A couple degrees.
It's like a cousin of a compliment, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my God, that's not even a cousin. That's like two cousins twice removed, like, or needs to be removed. Like, I just think that. Would you compliment?
No, that's terrible. Here's the thing. I hear so many shitty stories from, like, all my lady friends. And when I hear the line, men are trash, I get a little offended. But then I hear
you get
the
triggered.
Okay. Well, let's not
you
talk about all your
so
triggers. Let's not talk about all your triggers. All
right.
But it's the case where, yeah, I hear all these stories and I'm perplexed. I am, like, in awe and shock of how these guys actually think that. And I try to use my own maleness. It's like, okay, I have a penis. Okay, let me, like, dive into my biological psyche of why these guys would potentially do that. And I think it's just, like, I don't know about you, but it's like I hear more stories as far as, like, internet stuff goes. And I think also, like, well, anyway, as far as, like, online digital stuff, is that, like, guys could just shoot as many shots as they want with no repercussions. Like, I think they almost know that nothing's going to happen. Like, I can't even fathom, what does that work on? Like, hey, you're fucking hot, here's a picture of my dick. Like, when does that work? I want to meet the person that works on.
I know.
And I'm just shocked. And I think they almost know it's not working. I don't know if it's, like, a power move. I don't know if it's just, like, hey, this one in a million shot of being a complete fucking asshole would work for me, and I'm not even trying. Like, I don't know.
So here's the thing about that, is that, like, it's, like, self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So if you go into that situation saying that, like, oh, I'm probably never gonna get it. I'm never gonna get it with this girl, so let me just do it which way I want to, because it's never gonna happen. There's a good chance it's never gonna happen, because you went into it with the mindset of, like, it's never going to happen. Whereas, like, I feel like if you genuinely thought, like, because that's the other thing, like, the way you asked me out also tells me, like, how this relationship is gonna go.
Jesus, so much pressure early on.
No, I'm not trying to say that as if they're, but, like, literally, if you, like, again, so yesterday, I'm walking, and some guy has the audacity to put his hand on me.
Oh my God.
As if I'm supposed to stop. First of all, you shouldn't be touching me. I don't understand why you think that you have the right to touch my body just because you were interested in me.
Wow.
Like, and again, with the gym guy, it was like, oh, because you find me attractive, I'm supposed to stop everything that I'm doing to sit here and take this not even a cousin of a compliment, cousin twice removed of a compliment, and be like, oh my God, like, because you think I'm so pretty, let me just stop working out and, like, bask in the glory that is, like, it's just like...
I just don't see them getting laid that often. I think they probably do with that one girl that's like, oh, just... Her friend's just like, just fucking do it. He has muscles. Like, he's a piece of shit, but you just got over your longtime ex. You deserve this. And you're like, no, screw it. I'm just going to have sex with this guy. And I think that's his usual go-tos. Because I'm like, I don't know. I think there's this ultra-masculinity that's there. Like, I think they grow up at a young age with their dads being like, you know, women ain't shit. It's like, you're our property and we own you. And naturally, I could touch you. And naturally, I could say these things. And naturally, like, I'm that comfortable. Rather than seeing you as an equal human being... That's like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't touch a random ass stranger. Especially a woman, because she's going to freak the fuck out. Like, I go on...
Yeah, this was like at like 8 or 9 o'clock
at night. Oh, no, that's scary. Yeah.
I mean, I was fine, but I just kept walking. But it's just like, I just don't understand. I was like, did he just touch me?
It's intense. Because I go on jogs and ladies like freak the fuck out. Like, if I'm running up behind them, like, I'm wearing jogging pants. I got the headphones. I'm sweating. I'm like, I have good form. And then they, like, grab their purse and run to the side. I'm like, I'm not trying to do anything. So I can only imagine with, like, hey, what's going on? You're kind of hot. Not really, but what's up? Like, that's just boggles my mind. It's been kind of hitting me recently about how terrible men are.
Yeah, oh, really?
Because it's like, I hear all the stories, and I'm like, oh, these are the bad stories. Like, these are the stories of those shitty dudes at the club. That, like, yeah, man, they do a line of coke. I'm like, I'm gonna get some ass tonight, yeah. And that's all they care about. And yeah, I think it's just like, oh, yeah, you're just going to the clubs, you're doing this, you're doing that. There's dudes that are just mentally just really fucked up. But it's a lot of stories. But the interesting thing is, though, I don't like going up to girls. There's this rejection thing that's there, and I get, like, kind of nervous and stuff. And because you hear all these stories, and, like, women are like, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, I can't holler at you at the gym because you just want to work out. I can't holler at you.
No. It's not that you can't holler at me at the gym. But it's like, if I am in the middle of a workout, why do you think that you deserve to stop my workout to say that you are attracted to me? Like,
right.
He could have caught me when I was coming off the treadmill.
Right.
He could have caught me in between doing stuff. But, like, the fact that I was in the middle of doing a workout and you thought that it was okay to let me know.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good point. But I was going to say, like, I think you get all these terrible stories because these are the only guys that don't give a fuck and they're just going to go holler at you. Like, all the good guys are, like too scared of rejection or nervous to, like, talk to the girl at the bar or, like, to say, hey, you're hot, what's up? Like, because a lot of my friends, like, I dealt with this. I went to some parties at this film festival during the week, and I was hanging out with friends. These are nerdy filmmaker guys. And they see these cute girls, and they see them and all that, and I'm like, yo, go holler at them, go talk to them. He's like, I don't know. But then the one guy that's going to go up to her is that one douchebag that doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to go like, what's up? You're hot as hell. You want to see my penis? And then she's like, wow, men suck. But then there's all these nice guys that are like too afraid to do it. And I'm one of them. And I just recently hit me where I'm like, you know what? In life, you gotta ask for what you want. You gotta put the flag down and be like, I think you're attractive. I'm interested. My name's Eli. What's up?
But do it respectfully. I think that's my problem.
It's just
no sense of respect, which is why I said the way that you asked me out is already going to tell me the nature of the relationship. Because if you ask me out disrespectfully, then you're going to treat me disrespectfully throughout the relationship. So I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No. Like,
that kind of guy is just, yeah, go get me another beer from the kitchen, babe. Like, that's... But yeah, it's those douchebag guys that really don't care. Like, they don't care.
But I don't even know if I would say that because, like, my issue is more so, too, like, so now I've gotten to the point where I just walk past it. So homeboy touched me, walk past it. When homeboy talked to me at the gym, I had to say no because I was in the middle of my workout. Like, I couldn't walk past him. But I think what's hard for me is when they don't hear the no the first time. Mm. Like I said, I had a boyfriend and yeah. you just told me and you're like, oh, can we be friends? And I'm like, no, because you just told me that you had romantic interest in me. Like, that's not going to happen. So and that has happened to me before again. Like, I remember one time I was at a bus stop. And at the time, I didn't have a boyfriend. And but I just wasn't interested in dating like that. And a guy asked me out for or asked me for my number. And I was like, you know, and I had two options because usually I will always say I have a boyfriend. But I hate that. I hate lying. I hate feeling like also like it takes another man to stop you, because sometimes that doesn't even stop people. But I was like, no, I just want you to know that, like, I just don't want this.
Right.
And he would not let up. And, like, I had to give him my number because I was just like, I just want to be done with this conversation. But I think that that's crazy.
That's insane.
Like, if somebody has told you, no, I'm not interested, like, it should just stop at, no, I'm not interested.
That's true. We really need to bring one of these guys in. Can you hit that guy up and bring him in for another episode?
No, absolutely not. We shoot this in my house.
But that's true. We'll do it at a like a unmarked location. We'll blindfold him and bring him in. But it's the case where like I'm very curious because I'm like, as a man, I'm really trying to think like, when would I ever do that? Like, when would I ever, like, be that disrespectful? Like, when would I ever, and they literally, and it just boggles my mind. These dudes that do that and say that, and I'm like, I really want to hear why. Like, what was your relationship with your dad like? What's your community as friends? Like, who did you vote for? Why?
I'm with you.
We need to bring him in. We need to bring him in. Next
bring
episode.
Bring him to another location.
We're bringing, like, four fuckboys in and hearing why. Like, why do you do these things? That's so crazy to me. Sadly, there's no, like, women that are, like, trying to get at this like that.
Well, so here's the thing, because I remember back in the day. So I actually prefer, if I'm going to ask a guy out. I think initially I didn't, and it just kind of started with, like, you know, like, I have feelings. I'm someone that doesn't like regrets. I don't like leaving things up in the air. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm feeling something, like, I just like to get it out of the way. And I know that romantically, like, admitting those kinds of things can be hard sometimes. So right. I just kind of, it started from a place of, like, I just don't like regrets, so I'll do it, but I didn't like it. And then it just kind of got to the point where when I was being asked out and I was being asked out very disrespectfully, I was kind of like, you know what? I think I actually just, I prefer to do it myself. But because that's not a culturally accepted thing, you know, I'm still getting asked out disrespectfully. So, but it's hard because I do think, because here's the thing, like, I totally understand why, like, once you do it yourself, I totally get why guys are scared of it, like, that fear of rejection. But at the same time, I think for me, like, life is nothing but rejection. I think that what I have learned from, like, asking guys out and it not going well, I've been able to translate into other parts of my life. You know, like, if you apply for a job and you don't get it, mm-hmm. if you apply to a screenwriting competition and you don't get it, and I feel like the bigger issue is that people just don't know how to handle no. And I don't understand. I don't think that it has to be this end all be all. Like, it's not like you died.
Right.
It's not like you won't live on. It's not like there's not somebody else that you can talk to.
Right.
Why is taking this no so hard?
That's true. Like, I think, it's exactly what you said. This entire week in particular, I've been, like, just swamped, like talking to execs and like talking about projects and like really kind of throwing myself out there of like what I want to make and what I want to do. And it's, you know, sometimes it's going to work out, sometimes it's not. I mean, especially in this business, as a filmmaker, I get that a lot. And I never thought about translating it to my personal life. It's like, okay, I'll apply to this job. I'll send this email out. If I get this meeting, if I don't, whatever. It was free. It didn't charge me anything. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you just need one. So, and then I was like, and then as a guy that was like had that fear of rejection, like towards the end of the week, I'm like, yo, there's these girls that are around, and I'm like, I'm just gonna say, you know what, I'm about it this weekend. I like you. I'm interested in you this weekend. And if they say no, hey, save me time. But if they're about it, okay, perfect. Now I know. Now that's set up. But it's like all about doing it in a right way. So I just want to encourage the good guys out there to speak up, because we are just all looking bad, because the only ones that are talking to these women are the bad ones, the assholes. They are our good guys. We're just too scared to talk to the girls. And if we have more dudes that just go for it, I mean, at least we'll like paint a bigger, better picture for us, because our press is not looking good right now as far as.
But I don't want to think about it in terms of like good guys and bad guys, because I'm sure that there are guys who hit on women in the wrong ways. Like, I want to focus more so on the action rather than the person,
right?
Because no one's ever going to want to see the way that they hit on people as being bad, right? Because then that's a threat to their ego and their sense of self. Mm. But like, if we talk about the actions and we say that, like, again, like, so, you know, thinking about what this episode is about, like, what is the best way to hit on someone? Like, and then what are the ways, like for me, don't touch me. Don't ever touch me.
Just don't touch strangers on the street.
Yeah.
At night. That's rule number one. Don't touch strangers on the street at night.
Like, I just don't think why, I don't understand how you think you have the right to touch somebody. And it was crazy because I literally got hit on back to back. So I was coming down the street. Guy number one touched me. I was like, absolutely not. Guy number two, we were at a stoplight, and he was kind of mumbling, and I was just like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, oh, I was gonna cross the street, but now I'm not, and we're here. And I was like, okay. And he's like, you know, I think you're cute. And I was like, oh, you know, like, I just got out of a relationship. Like, this is, I can't really do this right now.
This poor, nice person trying to just be like, hi, I think you're just really attractive. And you're just shutting his ass down, Daisha. So at the end of the day, no one could win with you.
No, that's not. Why are you painting it like that?
You're making him sound like a very nice guy. Like, you brought all this courage and energy up and romantically. It was like, I think you're cute.
I'm not saying there was anything wrong with him hitting on me.
Listen, Heifer, I'm not interested, okay?
That's not what I said. Literally, that's not what I said. Don't even. But I said, but I was honest. I was like, I just got out of a relationship. I can't. This is too much for where I'm at right now. But like, what was hard is that he just like skittered off. And like, again, like, I understand that rejection is hard, but like, I don't know, like, I've told dudes before, I was like, hey, I'm into you. And they're like, yo, you know, like, I just can't do this. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then I just go, like, you know, like, I just feel like, because then I just hate feeling like I always have to be cognizant of like crushing someone. You know, because there are instances in which, you know, there are women who will turn men down, and then they turn on them and they're like, you're a fucking bitch. And oh, you think you're all that and this, insane. That and the other. And I'm like, no, I'm literally telling you that I'm not at a place where I can handle this. Just because you are doesn't mean that I'm obligated to be in that same place. And I'm really only obligated. I'm not even obligated to tell you why. But like, I'll be nice and say. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's never enough.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really break down what's wrong with these people. If they're the type that's like, that does that. It's like, hey, girl, what's up? I'm not interested. Well, fuck you. You're fucking ugly. I don't even fucking like you anyway. You fucking suck. I'm like, okay, there is way more deeper problems with this person. Like, this is like a man that has some trauma and he needs to talk to people, because this is, no normal human being should do that. And it's also weird to think about all these crazy stories, and it's just, and they walk among us, these people. You know, like the guy that works at Chipotle is probably that, or your bank person, or just anyone you walk past at the grocery store. You know, it's like, that's the guy that, like, is it's weird.
Which is why I want to focus more so on the action and the less than the person. Like, with the second guy that hit on me, it's not necessarily that there was, like, I would say the only hard thing about it was that, like, he was mumbling. I'm like, to me, it just felt very low confidence. Like, if you are into, like, I want someone that's, like, proud to like me. And it's just kind of like, hey, like, I think that, like, there was this one guy, I will say, I have had positive experience, but, like, there was another guy.
Yeah, were you any good stories?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Shut up. but he came up to me and he was like, hey, like, I think you look really cool. Like, I'd love to get your number. And I was dating someone at the time. So I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like, okay, like, that's cool. And he walked and it was fine. And I was like, that was such a pleasant experience. Like, but like the way that he came up to me, like, it was just very like direct, friendly, didn't touch me. but yeah, like, I loved that. And I was like, man, like, you know, and I was happy with my boyfriend at the time, so it was just like, but if I wasn't dating, like,
I wasn't happy, I would have got that number.
No.
Best believe I would have got that number. Yeah.
But if I wasn't dating someone at the time, like, I would have considered it.
Right.
You know, but I just don't, like, if you're mumbling, so if we, again, we're talking about the action, like, if you're going up to someone and you're just kind of mumbling, you're not really looking at me, you're just kind of like, you know, I think you're cute. Like, to me, I'm just like, do you really, though? Because it just, I don't feel it.
Oh, like, my God. Well, you're too big of a person. Like, I'm sure if that guy talked to someone that was a smaller personality, I'm sure she's like, oh, I think you're cute, too. And then they get married, and then they're happy. But, no, I see what you mean. Like, that, they got to come with confidence, but with that confidence comes, like, greater rejection because you're really putting yourself out there. But I think, yeah, it's so simple that to talk to women, it's very, I've learned that, yes, you just go up and very clean, just very clean, like, hey, I'm Eli. I think you're really cool. I think you're attractive. Yada yada yada. I do the can I give you my number? So then you don't have the threatening pressure of me having your
information. I like that. I do like that.
So I'm like, can I give you my number? And then they make the choice to hit me up. So that, because that's the fear, right? It's like, oh, this guy's gonna blow me up and send me dick pics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm giving you the option, or like if it's a bar setting or a party setting, like I'll either start a conversation. Hey, how you doing? If they reciprocating, then we're talking. And then on the high note, I'm like, okay, I'll see you around the party. Then you leave, and then she's like, wait a minute, he didn't like try anything, but he seems interested. But now I'm thinking about it, and then now he's at the. Now
oh,
he's
so you like playing games?
You plant the seed. Is
oh,
what I'm saying.
Right.
You plant
right.
the
you
seed.
Like, so, AKA, you like playing games?
No, there's no games here. Right, there's right, no. Right. But don't act like that doesn't work, because you know damn well you go back at the bar and he's there and you're like, hey, what's up? That's the one guy. That's my one guy I'm confident with. That's the one guy that I know that's not a fuck. That's the one guy that like seems interesting.
Mm-hmm. You just dropping seeds go back all night then.
I'm gonna go back. I'm not gonna do it with a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
But you leave on the high. I know. And then also there's this beauty with Instagram, a very non-threatening way to interact with people at a later date. I'm like, we'll talk, we'll vibe, whatever. And then I'm like, oh, what's your Instagram? And then you just get the Instagram because they could block you if they want. And then,
yeah, that's true. I definitely think I like the idea of I think Instagram is safe. I don't know about Facebook because Facebook still feels
no,
very personal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. But I think Instagram, I think, you know, if you trade follows or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Instagram feels good.
And the guys could lurk on the photos. So they don't
well,
think about that right
make
away.
Me
they don't
feel
the ladies don't think about that. But yeah, it's like nice. Late at night just
see
4 months in, just accidentally double tap. Like, no.
Alright, so then maybe not Instagram.
but both parties have choices. Like if I'm trying to get you, I'm giving you the option and choice to be about it. I'm never trying to put you in a situation where I have your information or I, you know, you have it out. You have it out. But I think it's as simple as that. I don't know. I talk to a lot of lady friends and they're just like, honestly, don't give me any lines. Just say, this is me. I'm interested in you. Yeah, that's.
It's interesting, though, because I remember with the whole, so I don't want to blow him up, but there is a person in my life who talks about the Me Too movement and he's just like, you know, I just don't feel like it's ever safe to hit on women nowadays. I'm just going to get Me Too'd. And I'm just kind of like,
How are you hitting on women?
I know.
Literally, I'm literally hitting them. So I'm literally hitting women.
That is literally, I'm just like.
You can't hit women on the street anymore. It's ridiculous. I hate this era. God, bullshit. I used to just have a big old mallet and bang them over the head. Fucking caveman style and just drag them by their ankle. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That I know. You can't honestly, hit on women? He says he just likes to be inflammatory just to be inflammatory.
Okay.
He's someone that I feel like just likes to go against the grain just because it's like, oh, you guys are fighting like sexual harassment. Well, I'm against it now. Like, I'm just
so
like,
funny.
Yeah. And it's not just a casual friend. He has to be in my life for reasons that I'm not going to say. But I know that there are guys that are afraid of getting Me Too'd. Even though it's like, again, like, I don't understand. If you're afraid of that, then you're hitting on practice. Like, you're very aware that you hit on women in the wrong ways. but I do remember that there was a group of French women who were actually against the Me Too movement and saying that it was going to kill, like, the art of, like, flirting and how, like, part of it, like, it's sexy to have a man just kind of, like, grab up on you and stuff like that. And I don't know. I guess there, I feel like there is an argument to there not being any more charm to dating anymore if we're this kind of like direct. Like I think some people like the coyness of I guess being hit on. I personally think, I'm like, y'all just need to get branded so that guys know that you are the women that want to be grabbed up like that. Dude. And, you know, let's just do that. Because, like, I just...
Different colored, what is it, the Women's March hats? You know, just pink is this, green is that. You guys go out in social situations to make, just have the different color so we know. Honestly, that'd be great. I haven't dealt with that yet. I've been single for about a month now, and I haven't really had time to really, like, date or do anything. But it's kind of a thing. It's kind of a thing.
Like, do you think that it would kill the charm in hitting on someone if you had to be a little bit more direct?
Well, this is the thing. I'm just now getting into my direct state, but there's a respectful way to do it. I'm ahead of my time, by the way. I'm just going to
mark. Oh, really?
I'm ahead of my time.
Oh, okay.
Because from the beginning of me dating, I always ask if I could kiss them.
Uh-huh.
I don't just go for the kiss. I always thought it was disrespectful. Like, I'm not going to impose myself on you. But the thing is, I would always ask, and then girls would be turned off. They'd be like, why didn't you just kiss me? Because, you know, media and, you know, movies and all. I mean, the romanticism is just grab me and take me away. But I'm like, I just feel like it's a little weird. You're kind of a stranger, and I don't know. And then, so I ask. But now, I used to got made fun of a lot before. But now I'm the coolest dude ever. I'm so consensual and stuff. So I was about that consent shit from the beginning, son.
Okay.
But I think it's an important thing. I mean, it's, yeah, there's like, okay, I gotta ask. So, like, yeah, it's, like, I have to ask if all these steps are okay, and it loses the, like, flow and romanticism of it. I agree. I think that is the case. I think that is the case. And I think women do want that, but there's varying degrees. Like,
I hate the fact that people act like it has to be like that forever. But I think that when you're initially getting to know someone, you should just be respectful. And then, you know, it's not like later on, like, if things work out, then you can grab me and fill me up on the street because we're together like that. But I don't understand how you think that a stranger, someone that you don't know, like how that's romantic to have them grab up on you like that. But I think that, again, later on, if we're together, even if we're casually dating and I know you like that, then you can grab up on me and kiss me and do all that. But that's because I'm comfortable with you. But I don't want somebody that just because they have an initial attraction coming up on me like that, because you don't know how I feel about you. And I think it goes back to, you know, seeing women as objects and saying that, like, oh, I think she's pretty. Her feelings don't matter because I think she's pretty and I have a right to her.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that. But I think there's a way you could do it where it's, like, still romantic and you're still consensual. Like,
I think that, too. So maybe let's talk about the nuance in that. Like, how do we make consent sexy?
Yeah, that's funny. That's a whole episode in itself. How do we make consent sexy? We're going to do that at some point. Be on the lookout for that episode. But how to make consent sexy? It's okay, so for example, it was like the other night, I was at the bar, and there was this girl throughout the week that I was, like, kind of, you know, we're talking on Instagram and stuff like that. I figured she was interested, you know, because she replied back. But it was finally, like, the closing night of the party, and it was me and, like, three other dudes and just her. So, and I think, you know, everyone's drinking, so of course the guys are going to fluff their feathers, and it's like, who's gonna shoot their shot? And I didn't want to be the guy that's in line. Okay, now it's my turn to be like, hey, I like you. But I kind of told her from the get-go that I was interested, but in a way where I'm, like just kind of straight up with her. I'm like, hey, I think you're really cool. I'm about this. And you can make it joking, too. It's like, it could kind of be almost self-deprecating with yourself to make it a little less, like, aggressive. But, you know, like, we started talking. She knows my intention, but she's still talking to me. So that shows, okay, she's allowing me to continue to talk to her. And, you know, and you just flirt. You do light flirting back and forth. And then it finally was at the end of the night, and she was like, I want to drop you off. And I'm like, okay. She's still, maybe her intention might be different, but I'm getting that she wants to do something. So she ended up dropping me off, and I asked her, like, we were flirting again some more, and I was like, hey, can I kiss you? And she's like, how do you kiss? Playful games. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll show you. So, and then it was kind of cute. We did the kiss, light kiss, and then I left, and, you know, I'm sure I was cheesing, she was cheesing. It was still cute.
Yeah.
But there's that kind of respectful way to be about it, but get those cues, but, you know, just check in. Play the game, but check in. And make sure you're vibing. But I think just being straight up from the get-go, and if they agree, and they're still around, it shows they're genuinely interested. But I think it could still be cute. Like,
I agree. I totally think that. And so I think that that's a great story for people to hear, because I that sounds like a, it sounds like the 2018 like meet cute kind of story. Like, yeah, like I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I do think that it's important to note that everybody is different, and so I would think that people should err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. And again, like, until we get to the point where maybe the women that want to be grabbed up like that are branded or mark themselves in some way to which that is known, like, I just think that we should always err on the side of caution and respect. And then, yeah, and then, you know, if those girls want to wear bracelets or necklaces or something like that, and then you know that that's the girl that you can go and touch up on the street. But
I think it's always going to be weird, and it's always going to suck in the beginning. It's kind of like when you have one-night stands and you just don't know how people work. Or, like, or, well, it's like not one-night stands, but, like, the first time you, like, have sex with someone, and you're not that comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. So you just don't know what to, like, what do I do? Do I do this? Are you into the, like, some women want to get thrown around. But once again, in this era, do I do that right off the bat? I got to kind of figure her out now. I can't just, like, I don't feel comfortable just, like, grabbing her and doing all this. Like, I don't fucking know. She mm-hmm. could take this in a lot of different ways. So it's very interesting where it's, like, this sex is probably going to suck in the beginning.
I think that people should learn how to be okay with that. Like, I feel like people are so afraid of awkwardness. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's so prevalent in the beginning stages of any kind of relationship with anybody.
True.
And so I guess for me now, it's like really thinking about what is that fear of awkwardness? Like, we've all been through an awkward situation. We all survived. We're all still alive. So it's like, I don't know why you think that for whatever reason, you're not going to survive this awkward situation with this person.
Yeah, it's just interesting to think about. It's this interesting dynamic, but, you know, you kind of have to fall in line with it. And then you think about before that, you know, how did things go and how much were people okay with things that they weren't really okay for?
Yeah.
So it's all interesting.
And I think that's the other thing that people have to think about is that, you know, they want to say, oh, well, why don't women do this? Why don't women do that when they now finally come out and talk about these things? And it's like, we've lived in a culture that has made us suppress so much for so long. Like, 2018 is new for all of us. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just hate the idea that people are like, well, if she didn't like it, she should have left. She should have said no. She should have said this. It's like, we have not lived in a society for very long that, like, empowered women to boldly say no in those situations. It's like I said with the guy at the bus stop who, like, would not let me leave basically until I gave him my number, you know? And I had said no. Like, you can't say that I didn't say no. And I think that that's what a lot of people, that's what's so hard is that, you know, let's say I give him my number and then, you know, bad shit happens or whatever. And they're like, well, why didn't you say no? And it's like, I did say no. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't going to go. And to me, it was just like, you know, we're in this very tight, confined space and, like, I don't know, you could turn into somebody that, like, you know, you seem nice right now, but then because you're not getting what you want, it could turn into something much darker. And so I just think that that's where I can get very frustrated when I see the lack of empathy of the fact that women have not always been emboldened to say no. And even then, like, the no is most times, like, never respected.
That's very true. That's very true. And then it's like, I analyze that and I think about that. And then I think about my history and I think, and it's like, yeah, I've never done anything that bad, but it's like, it's definitely the case where, like, I was okay with that culture. Like, it was accepting. It was like, okay, you know, you can do these things or whatever else. Or you don't even question it as much on the guy side, where it's like, yeah, tell her, like, if she doesn't want it, just say no. But yeah, it's like understanding why we're in this era and the reason for it. And it's not just all of a sudden a hashtag blow up or, like, Harvey Weinstein, one creepy dude started all this. This is accumulation of, like, the beginning of history of shit, and it's finally popping off. And I think, just like all things and all social issues and all dynamics, there's various speeds of degree of acceptance. So, like, say I'm more of a person that I, like, we still deal with race, like, you know, like, racial issues, like, it boggles the mind for some, and other people are still trying to, like, deal with that. So it's like, it's very interesting. And I think we're at this very beginning stage of all this. And of course, there's going to be people that aren't going to reflect that, or maybe hopefully their son will be a little more woke than they are. But yeah, human beings at the end of the day are very complex on all fronts. And some people want to get choked and others just want to get petted. So
I love how you took it there.
I'm just trying to sum it all up right here. Trying to sum it all up.
What would you say is the best, if a girl wanted to hit on you, what would be the thing that you feel like would reach you, I guess, in a way that feels respectful and, I guess, again, like, respectful, but still keeping that, like, that sexy flirtiness that I guess people want to find in being consentful and whatnot?
Say hi. And usually any guy will be like, sick, she wants this.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I know y'all are simple, but you're not that simple.
Kind of. Honestly, if you go up to me and say hi, or even if you send me, like, if you reply to my Instagram story, I'm like, is she, like, interested? Because, like, girls don't talk to guys, so it's really rare. So it's
I don't think that's true.
A lot of women still don't. They just play coy and...
Because we're taught to play coy.
I get that. But because of that, when, you know, someone does say, like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, shit. Or, like, replies to anything or, like, double likes a couple photos. That's why I think guys are like, is she interested in me?
I feel like your DMs are about to blow the fuck up.
My DMs are about to blow the fuck up.
All these girls are going to be responding to your Insta stories.
Hi. Also, actually, let me rephrase that. Highs are very boring. On Tinder and, like, Bumble. It's like I have all these cool, dope lines just to stand out from the crowd, and the women can literally just send hi. Don't send hi. Say something witty that shows your personality, because I will get bored. But I'm talking about the generalized men population. They're happy with anything. But I'm trying to think of, like, who shot their shot at me, and I was like, okay, cool, I'm about it. But there is not a lot of stories. Like, IRL, like, I couldn't. Maybe in college a few times, but as of the last 5 years, I cannot think of someone that an IRL shot their shot with me. Like, even one of my girlfriends that I met in Spain, and, like, it took her buying me a shot and me is she interested in me? And then I started flirting with her back, and then that happened. So it wasn't even like a, I'm interested in you, I want to be with you. Like, I don't get that, like, ever. Like, in the DM, sure, sometimes from here to there. But it's never the case where, like, ooh, that worked. That was great. So, like, it's more me just, like, having to pick up the pieces. So I can't really say. Honestly, it's very easy. Like guys are pretty simple. So really, you just, we're not in as much competition as what women have to deal with. So
I think is interesting that you say that, because I remember, so BuzzFeed did these two companionate videos, and it was like what girls look for on guys' dating profiles and what guys look for on girls' dating profiles. And guys were so specific. They were like, you know, no sorority squats, no puppies, no like Netflix and hikes and shit like that. Whereas the girls were like, you know, just be nice, like no dick pics in the DMs, have a job.
Have two eyes. Well, not to strike anyone that doesn't have two eyes. But I think these are the men talking at like 11 o'clock on a Tuesday. Talk to them again after some booze on a Saturday night alone in their bed swiping. They will literally do anything. It could be a picture of...
But I don't know if I want them at that stage.
Well, that's when they're swiping. That's max swipe time. And they're swiping right on everybody out of loneliness. It could be a picture of, like, a lamp, and they're like, sick, and then I'll just swipe right on that. If there's one place I get picked up on, it's West Hollywood. That's the one place I get picked up on. And guys are coming up to me like, you are beautiful. And I was like, oh, my God, this is very nice. I feel so empowered, and I feel like
so
look
at it. So is
that
what you want? You want a girl to come up to you and say you're beautiful?
Yes. I think everyone wants to be called beautiful. But I think, no, that's a good example. That's a good example. Like, I'll go to West Hollywood, and, like, how are guys going to come at me? Because they're the only ones coming at me.
Oh, my God.
At the bar. No women are. So it's like, yeah, I think it's really easy.
Like, so you're not intimidated by when women, like, ask you out?
No.
Because I remember, so I did a video very early on, which was, could a woman ask a guy out on a date? And I remember that there were a lot of the inspiration of why I did it is because I was talking to some guys who were like, yeah, you know, I think I just feel a little weird. It would feel like, you know, she was dropping these hints and I just, like, I didn't pick them up soon enough. And I don't know, it just felt like there was some sort of, there was like a pride thing there that it was like, I can't let a girl ask me out. And I was just so perplexed by that.
Wow. There is this insecurity. Like, I think there were a few times where, like, maybe some women were, like, very upfront about it. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, but it's also, like, a vibe. I mean, it's like, this person is a type of person that I wouldn't want to necessarily be with, where...
And here's the thing, too, that I'm recognizing. I think part of the reason why I've become more comfortable with wanting to pursue people is because it may seem like you don't have as much power because of the rejection thing, but I actually think there's more power in it than people think, because it's so much harder to tell someone that you're not into them. And I think that's why a lot of guys can get very off put, because mm-hmm. now the power is not in their hands. Not necessarily True. That you're looking to maintain that power, but you've always had that.
Right.
Whereas, like, for me, I know that, like, if you're not into me, I know how to pick myself back up again. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm gonna keep going. Whereas, like, if I'm telling somebody no, then you have to live with the weight of, like, how they react to that. And that can be a lot. So I think for me, it's just more so, like, I always know that I'm gonna be fine. It's right. just because, like, I was into you. If you're not into it, it's like, you know, relationships are like buses. Like, another one's going to come the next, like, the next 15, 20 minutes. So it's like, it's not that big of a deal. And I know that I can control how I react to it, but you can't control how other people react to you giving that mm-hmm. news. And so that's where I'm like, I think that even though it can seem like it's scarier to ask somebody out, you can control how you react. You can't control how other people react.
That's true. And I think, I think when it comes to men, we do kind of lose the power in that. And we're just like, what? And then we feel a little smaller, and not dicks-wise, just as far as people. And
I mean, no one was thinking about y'all's dicks
well,
like that.
Well, men are always thinking about their dicks.
I know.
So that's very always. Important. It's a very important thing. But yeah, it's like you just feel smaller, and you feel like you don't have the power, and you feel a little insecure. And then you're like, no, we're supposed to flirt, and you're supposed to, like, laugh at my jokes. Like that... This is not... Also, if you want to date me, you have to laugh at my jokes. If you don't think I'm funny, then it's just not going to work.
But see, that's crap, because if you're not giving good jokes, like...
My jokes are quality as fuck, fam. Are you kidding me?
Right. Tell them the kitten one.
Oh, I once got with a girl... It was Facebook Messenger, and it was like 3 a.m., and I was like, man, this girl's cute. I want to holler at her. And then... But this is a good way to, like... Like, get what you want in a very nice, respectful way. It's like, I said, I just messaged her at, like, 3 a.m. because she was online. And I was like, hey, where do kittens go on field trips? And then she responded back, what? And I was like, meowziums. And she's like, yeah, we're going to fuck.
Oh my God.
And it was great. And we're still friends, actually. She's a really cool person. But, so that's a good example. But I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, how girls have to laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, that's just a thing for me. Because it's like, if they don't laugh, they don't think you're funny. How are we going to have a... I've had a relationship where a girl didn't think I was funny, and it sucked. It was worst relationship ever.
I just think, you shouldn't say I have to. I think it's that you want to find a girl that appreciates your jokes, and not that if you don't laugh at my jokes, this isn't going to work.
No, if you don't laugh at my jokes, this isn't going to work.
Oh my
what are you
God.
Talking about?
But you might not be funny.
I'm funny to them. I want to find someone where I'm funny to them.
That's what I said.
Okay. But
see, this is my thing with you, is every time I say something,
what?
You just like to fight me.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just explaining where I'm coming from. We both agree on the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you have to laugh at my jokes. I'm sorry. I'm not going to chain you up and like laugh. But yeah, if you don't think I'm funny, then it's like, it's what's the point? But I think overall, it's the case where like... consent can be cute. I think we're all just kind of figuring it out. As far as men go, there's so many dudes that are, like, very, like, nice, but they're just too afraid to say anything. And it's how to properly holler at someone, in my opinion, is just, like very clean. Like, get the vibe from them. But, like, just go straight in. Like, very, like, hey, I'm interested. This is who I am. I'm interested in you. And then give them the choice with the number, with the Instagram, something else. But or just let it be and see how they're feeling. If they're interested, if they're not. But definitely don't touch them if it's like 9 o'clock at night. And then it's take no as no, because you're literally just wasting your time and you're seen as a creepy guy. And tomorrow at brunch, you're gonna be that weirdo creepy guy that all her friends are gonna talk about. So who wants that?
Yeah, I would say think about it as like you don't want to be soft, but you don't want to be hard. You just want to be firm. You just want to like go into it, like be intentional, but at the same time, like don't, again, like be so aggressive to where she is now scared. Mm-hmm. Just kind of just like let it be known, like just go with the flow. I would say honestly, and I know that this might be too much for guys, like it might be too much of an investment, but hey, like I value myself. So like I actually really like guys that like feel like friends first, like, and I like guys that like value, because, and I think the reason why I like that is because I feel like when there is some sort of like friendship companionship there, they're more likely to be interested in like the stuff I'm doing. Like I really like guys that are into me and not just me physically, but it's like, wow, like you like that play you wrote was so bomb, or like, oh, you're reading that book, like that's super dope. Like I actually get more turned on by guys that are into the things that I'm doing. Like, oh, you do bachata, like, oh, like can I, you know, you want to take me out or something like that. Like I'm much more into to beginnings like that than I am with guys just saying weird pickup lines. Like there's one that I hate. It's like one leg is Christmas, the other one is Thanksgiving. Like, can I visit you between the holidays? Like
that is terrible.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Awful.
So you're saying a guy comes up to you like, hey, like say me hollering at you, but you would have saw me a long time ago and you would have melted. It's fine.
What?
But it's, I say I
see,
come up to you.
No, because you just like, mumbled that bullshit.
I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to be like, yeah, hi, I'm Eli. What's your name? Daisha. Yada, yada, yada. And then, I don't know, like, through conversation we get to bachata, or through conversation I find out your interests, I'm like, oh, man, that's dope. We should, you know, do bachata sometime. Like, is that, like,
yeah,
the segue that works?
I would love that. That's right. Funny, because I actually feel like there's somebody who has, like, kind of been talking to me, and, like, I'm trying to, like, figure it out,
oh
but he
God.
Was like, yeah, you know, ooh, you salsa dance? Like, you know, I'd be down to salsa dance one time. And I was like, okay.
But as far as men in the fear and the thick of it, and it's like, oh, man, this is go time. She's looking at me. We're having a conversation. There's that anxiety that it's like, oh, my God, don't make it weird. Like, oh, this is I'm going to run out of questions to say. She's going to get bored. There's a lot of anxiety when it comes to that. So that's why I think if you stick with just the simple script that, like, hey, I'm interested in you. Are you interested in me? And if you have the cojones to carry on a conversation, go for it. But usually there's this clean script of just getting to point A to B, and if they're interested, dope. I'm talking for the guys that aren't comfortable talking to women IRL.
But I would even say, like, because I hate the idea of making it a script, because I think the hardest part about, like, I feel like for guys, it's very physical. You just see a girl that you're physically attracted to, and you're just like, done. That's it. And like, I think that, and I'm not going to speak for all women, I'll speak for myself, is that like, I am much more turned on by the person, and like some, like I want to know that you're into me holistically.
How am I supposed to get all that from you?
No, but
are you
I'm
wearing
just,
I dance bachata t-shirt, and these are the books I like on my t-shirt?
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's okay to like have the physical thing be the first thing that you're caught by, but then it's like, I want to know that you're into me as a person. So you can be like, hey, you know, I saw you, I thought you were cute, or I guess I'm trying to also think about it in that way that I know that people still want to be flirty and kind of coy, but it's like, you can let the physical attraction be the first thing and then be like, hey, you know, like, what are you doing here, or something like that, or if I'm holding,
hey, howdy, hey, friend.
No, but like, let's say that like I'm holding a book or something, like, oh, like that's a really cool book, or you know what? So there's this French guy. He matched me so good that I didn't even realize it. Like, so we were waiting for the bus, and he asked me, he was like, hey, do you know what time the next bus is coming? And I was like, oh, it's coming in like 10 minutes or whatever. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, you know, I've been doing this thing. I'm a chef. I just came from this thing. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then we just got talking more. And he's like, yeah, I'm from France. I come to LA like every couple of weeks. I was like, oh, I used to live in Italy. He's like, oh, like, parli italiano. And I was like, si, si. And like, I was like, but I don't remember a lot. and we just like got to talking about very genuine things. And then he's like, oh, you know, I'd love to like keep talking to you more. And like, I was like, cool, yeah. And so like, I gave him my number. And then I was like, wait. I think that, like, he was, like, this was, like, a romantic thing. But, like, again, like, he was so into, like, we were just talking about, like, such genuine things. that, like, I was like, wow, like, again, if I hadn't been dating at the time, I totally would have been about it. I actually felt bad after the fact because he kept texting me to want to hang out with me. And I was like, I have a boyfriend. Like, this is, I kind of feel like I know where this is going and I shouldn't have done this. But, like, you interacted with me so well that I felt like you saw me as a person. And I think that's what's hard is that some guys, I feel like you're not seeing me as a person. And so then I'm just like, I feel like a piece of meat. Like, I feel like you literally just want to fuck me over this table. And I'm just like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, naturally, it's always like you know, attractive thing. But I think it, like, it's like you're saying, it's a vibe. Like, goes back to the girl that I ended up kissing story is that, like, we vibed in conversation. Like, she was kind of a sarcastic asshole, and I just played into that. And I and then when we were talking, she was just, like, kind of cracking up at my jokes, which everyone knows. It's a very important thing.
Oh, my God.
But what I was throwing out at her was, like, it was comfortable. We were vibing. I would find her. She would find me. And it just felt good where it's, like, oh, okay, she's done. And honestly, I don't know much about her or her interests or what dancing she likes to do, but I just know that we clicked as far as conversation.
So it's definitely a vibe. I agree with that. But then I also think that I feel like if you're really scared to hit on a girl, maybe directness isn't your thing.
Yeah.
Like, just treat her like a person. Just talk to her about what she's doing, what she's into. Like, you can talk about what you're into. Because then that way that helps you feel out the vibe. And then...
True.
Because that's what I meant by, like, kind of like the friend thing. Like, because... It's not necessarily that guy and I were friends, but he spoke to me like I was a friend with a little bit more.
You know what? That's true. That's very true. And I was just thinking about that recently, is that I've talked to a few women, and it's way easier when you don't put that pressure on yourself that, like, oh, I got to get this girl's number. I got to holler at her. If I don't get it, I'm less of a man. Like, we're playing the game. It's more so, like, I'm going to come up to you. And I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to ask you, like, questions, and just honestly just ask you, wondering who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And just talk to you like a friend, and then you could just crack jokes, and then you're naturally, the guy's comfortable, and you tell he's not actively trying to conquer anything, and then the females are more comfortable, like, so.
Because I do think you bring up a good point of that, like, I do feel like for men, like, it's an ego thing, and they feel like their ego is on the line.
Yeah.
And they don't, and the minute that your ego is triggered, it becomes less about you liking me and more about you having something to prove, and that's where it gets frustrating, and I think that's where those guys kind of like, well, you know, fuck you, you're not cute anyway, blah, 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 blah.
That's true,
because it's them, like, it's not, like, again, it's not about you liking me, it's about you fulfilling your ego, and, like, I'm not here for that. Like, if you want a genuine connection with me, that's fine, but I'm not here to gratify your ego. Like,
that's very true. That's very true. And it's hard because, like, they're, like I said, my friends in the group, they wanted to talk to these girls, and then they would tell us, and then we're all talking about it, and then we're staring, and it's like, dude, go for it. And I'm like, oh, now there's this whole male wolf pack pressure where if he goes to hunt for the meat and the gazelle runs away, we're going to laugh at him as he has that long walk of shame back. So he has more pressure now to, like, seal the deal.
Which is the other thing. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So he has more pressure to seal the deal, and he's just feeling more insecure. And he wouldn't do it. And then he doesn't do it. It's so funny because this happened all week. Of, like, they talk about, yeah, I'm gonna holler at her, she's bad, she's this. And then something happens, they leave or walk away, or a guy's talking to them. It's like, yeah, it's not gonna work out. Yeah, this guy's totally about her, dude. I'm like, yo, they're just having a casual conversation. You're just finding ways out of this, like, this feeling of insecurity right now. But it's funny.
Yeah, I feel like that wolf pack mentality. Like, I was literally talking about this with Becky the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how I feel like when a guy is dating a girl, for the most part, he's dating her. But when a girl is dating a guy, she's dating him and his friends. In that, like, there's just, like, all of this, like, pressure to be this thing that not only does he like, but his friends would potentially want to fuck too, which I think is weird. But
I don't trust any of my friends. Do not trust any. The ones that get all the ass, the ones that get no ass. I don't trust either one of them. I don't trust anybody.
So then you are the type where it's not necessarily like you're dating for your friend's benefit. You're dating for your own benefit.
My friend's benefit? What do you mean my friend's benefit?
So what I meant by that is just that I feel like guys will ask women out, sometimes not even because they're into them, but because their friends are into them.
Oh, no, that's weird. No, I've never done that or heard of anything like that. Like, there's definitely guys that don't mind being sloppy seconds or don't mind jumping on it after, like, it went by. Like I had a roommate that was like, hey, so I linked up with this girl and you guys, and I'm like, yeah, we used to, like hook up and stuff. Oh, okay, well, she wants to come over and stuff. And I'm like, no, you can't have her over. I haven't seen her in years. I don't want her wearing your t-shirt making eggs in my kitchen. I don't want to wake up to that. And then also, why do you want to? You know, I hooked up. I don't know. Men are interesting, but it's you know, it's they see you less than, like, I don't know. They don't see it as that big of a deal, apparently. But yeah, it's shit like that. I'm like, no. So yeah, screw my friends. I don't waste people's time just to date the other guy. Like, it's like, yeah, date him. No way. If I'm about you, I'm about you, girl. But cool. This is going to be another hour long episode.
Probably.
We try to cut it out or try to wrap it up, and then we just found new discoveries. So hopefully you guys, or I hope you all enjoy this,
These lengthy discussions. If not, we can try and bring it back cut to them down. The 20 minutes.
We might throw that in the caption. I'm like, is this too long? Do you like the 30 minutes or the hour? Cause I was like thinking, like, man, it'd be cool if ours was like 30 minutes and then the guest
and
would
the guest
be an hour.
An hour. I agree. I think that we can try and hit that. So let us know what you think about this episode, because it's probably going to be pretty long. If you like it, cool. If you don't, we'll try to aim to bring it back down.
Exactly. But yeah, hopefully you all got some insight or at least thought-provoking thoughts. Anyway, thank you for listening to Real Talk Love Therapy. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.